Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds gave her condition of the state address on Tuesday evening from the Iowa House chamber. And of course, that address was directed to the legislators, and one of those that was in attendance was State Representative Dr. Tom Gennery of Lamar's. Dr. Gennery, let's start off with your initial impression and reaction to the governor's address.
I thought the governor was extremely positive and just was touting just what a wonderful state that we live in. And I think that was very evident. The crowd was very receptive to her, and it was just fun to be part of.
Was there any particular area that you were impressed by? You know, I mean, maybe the whole thing, but and we'll get into some of the particulars of what she had said, but was there anything that caught your attention that you thought, yeah, this is something I'd like to get on board with?
Well, the biggest thing was to cut our state income tax to a 4% flat rate over a four-year period, and I've always kind of been a proponent of a flat tax because it's fair for everyone, and I think that is a bold but achievable goal, and I really was very impressed with that.
Couple of other areas besides the flat tax that she had introduced was talking about adding additional grant money available for the development of child care and hoping to make child care accessible as well as affordable, and thinking that there could be possibly, there's already been 4,000 new child care centers that have received grants. She's looking to add another 5,000 plus from the money. Your thoughts about what she said about on child care?
Well, child care is pretty much directly related to getting people back in the workforce, because if they can't find child care, they're not going to get back into the workforce. And something else that she said, that they're going to look at reducing some of the child care regulations, which will bear, close scrutiny to make sure that the children are safe. But if we can get rid of some nuisance regulations and get more children taken care of, that's a good thing, in my opinion.
Continuing our conversation with Dr. Tom Gennery, our state representative from Lamar's. Dr. Gennery, you've already commented on the flat tax, also a little bit about the child care, but going back to the taxes, you were saying that there's some bills that are being considered to be introduced that will greatly benefit people on terms of their retirement.
Yes, the governor wants to have legislation introduced that would eliminate retirement income taxation. So your 401k or your IRA or your pension would not be taxed in the state income tax. Also, for farmers, this bill would eliminate the tax on cash rent payments that they receive when they retire from farming. And one other benefit would be that employees who receive stock in their company for years of hard work, that would eliminate the tax on the sale of those shares. So that's a real help in people that are retiring. A lot of people, unfortunately, end up moving out of state because of taxes, and this will be a big step in helping the people stay in Iowa.
You know, and with that, of course, the governor concluded her address last night kind of talking about the field of dreams, using the famous quote, "People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come." And she was kind of talking about using that in terms of a lot of her bold proposals with the reduction of taxes. Now, up here in around Lamar's, Plymouth County, we, of course, are familiar with what happens just to the west of us in South Dakota. And we see maybe some businesses and people, families, and everything may want to, you know, jump across the Big Sioux River just to live in South Dakota because of their tax plan. And I was wondering if these proposals that the governor is initiating are passed through the legislature, what benefit do you see happening? I mean, do you see, as what she was saying, people will come? People will definitely come to the state?
If we can get the 4% flat tax passed and these other issues where we can eliminate state income tax on retirement accounts and so forth, I think that'll go a long way. I'm not sure that we can ever completely eliminate state income tax because we have to have, money to provide services, and maybe that will eventually happen. But 4% is pretty low, and I think that is going to help people stay in the state because they can probably handle a 4% tax, and if they're retired, they don't have to pay tax at all. So it's a tax repeal for people that are retiring.
With the governor's proposal, will we still be able to get enough revenue to pay for all the services that the state offers?
Well, that's the $64 question. That's what I say. I think if we look at completely eliminating the state income tax, we're going to have to do so very gradually. And I think that we're going to have to take a long look to see if we truly can. I think this is a great step in that area. But, we need to be very careful and very measured in our response to that.
Let's shift our focus here a little bit. One of the items that the governor mentioned during her address on Tuesday night was talking about getting people back to work and revising a little bit the unemployment benefits program, asking unemployed people to find at least 4 job opportunities, I guess, per week, as opposed to 2 right now. And just wanted to hear your thoughts and comments about, her plan to try and get people back to work. She was kind of sounded like that there's people lost that incentive when we had COVID strike and we were getting all these, not only the unemployment benefits programs, but also the cash, the payments that were given out to people,
right,
and everything. So
the unemployment benefits. I was very pleased to hear the governor. She wants to introduce a bill that would lower benefits to 16 weeks, about 4 months instead of 6 months, and ensure that those collecting unemployment can't turn down a suitable job while living on taxpayer funds. That just shows that we're trying to create re-employment versus unemployment, and that'll be a big step. There's plenty of jobs in the state of Iowa, and there's really no reason that you can't work if you want to. And people just need more of a push to get back into the workforce instead of collecting unemployment from taxpayers. Capella has a program where students can become a CNA when they graduate high school, and that will allow them to keep a job as they also go on to further education, where they could be, a registered nurse or something of that nature. They could also be like an OB tech or something like that, or a surgical technician, which would really help them along their career path. And they're getting paid for it as they because they have a job, as well as going to school. And they're also doing that with teachers, where they could have kind of an apprenticeship program that they have in that school, and it would help reduce their time as far as they could be a paraeducator while they continue their academic studies. So I think that would be 2 things that would really help our teacher shortage and our healthcare worker shortage. One other thing is that they're starting to forgive loans for healthcare professionals who commit to Iowa, especially in our rural areas, and that's going to hopefully help with the mental health issue that we have, and that just is a great program that I hope we can continue.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you'd like to mention about the governor's address or legislation that may be introduced this year?
Well, not right at this point. We'll kind of save stuff that so we have something more to talk about in the future. I don't want to spill all the beans, I guess.
Yeah.
There's nothing, really that's out of line or anything that I've heard so far, but –